players.
He doesn't have the players, finally. And his system has always been dependent on the star players.
But DeRozan is an all-star. He lost one all-star and replaced him with another.
I beg. Are you comparing DeRozan to the Claw? Come on.
The Claw? Boom! Oh, what? Yeah.
They also have Rudy Gay now, so...
Just put another tour intro, man. This is the second week in a row he's brought his intro, man.
Boom! I'm back again. Or we are back again. The Gold Buckets Podcast. My name, Yaga, host with my colleagues and friends, Hamzat and Joshua. I tried to use, a different
man, that
flow.
It was bad.
I wanted to use the Jay-Z flow for the table.
You sounded retarded, man.
But did you see? I saw that stuff. The inventory retardation thing was funny, man. They have two levels of imbecile. That thing was funny. But anyway, let's move away from medical terms, oligophrenia and that. Let's go to the fact that Lakers seem to be impressive or have the same loss in quotation marks as the Golden State Warriors. Yippee. But let's look at LeBron. Is LeBron an MVP candidate this season?
Answer.
If any other player was putting up the numbers he was putting up, he would probably be an MVP candidate. But then, it's LeBron. Nobody cares about LeBron's numbers anymore. Let's be honest.
Look, man. Steph Curry and KD are putting up better numbers than LeBron right now. And that's facts.
So is James Harden.
Well, James Harden is not in the top eight. I'm talking about top eight teams in the West. I'm not talking about trash teams that only had one season of fame. I'm not talking about those guys. I'm not talking about a team of fat guys. Hit the gym, Houston.
Oh, man.
Hit the gym. It looks like Carmelo Anthony was not the problem in that team. Your diet was the problem. These guys don't even track back again. Like, they're just like, when you just do one move, they're just like onto the basket. Meanwhile, Capella, the only fit guy, is there doing, is jumping around doing boo 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 boo. But on a loss. But so good, man. Rockets, I have no love for you, but you guys had Olajuwon once in your team, so I guess that's cool. Anyway, when are we supposed to talk about you guys? Is LeBron an MVP candidate, man?
Yes.
I think so, too. I think maybe top 5 or top 10. Maybe top 10, not top 5. Top 5 is a little bit high. Top 10. Top 10 for me. But let's talk about the person I think.
Ten players?
Yeah, top 10 in the MVP right now.
I'm surprised not top 5 or even top 3 or top 4.
I suck. Like, how is he only top 10?
Okay, you know what? Let me tell you my own MVP candidates. Like, my top 5. Right now, I have...
Don't say Kevin Durant.
I have Kawhi Leonard. No, I don't have Kevin Durant. I have Kawhi Leonard. I have Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah. That's my guy, the beast. My prediction, man, but...
I have... Joel Embiid, AD, and Steph Curry.
What?
Joel Embiid. Have you seen his numbers? Go and check his numbers.
He has numbers, but really, though. Really. We're going to say that Joel Embiid is having a better season than LeBron James.
I think he is.
Say,
I think
what?
He is.
Wow.
Then LeBron James.
Yeah.
No.
Then I have AD as 4 and Steph at 5. Then LeBron comes in at 6. That's what I said.
It's funny because for me, it should be Curry at number 1 right now for me.
Yep.
Durant at number 2.
I appreciate that,
LeBron,
man.
LeBron at number 3. LeBron at number 3. Giannis at number 4 and Kawhi at number 5. That's how it should be.
I like that. I can't argue with that one.
I can't put Kawhi anything less than 2. I can't require anything less than two, like right now.
I mean, it's not like he's putting up freakish numbers. It's normal.
Yeah, exactly. It's putting normal numbers. Normal numbers. But then the
uplift is giving the entire team.
Yeah, but Toronto is the best team. It's the best team in the league right now. Toronto is the best team in the league right now.
Yeah, but you can't tell me. I don't know. But you can't tell me he's having a better season than any of the four players. I mean, any of the three players ahead of him. Or four players ahead of him.
Okay, it looks like we have incorporated the Kawhi Leonard topic into this one. So, are you telling me Kawhi Leonard right now is the fifth best player in your mind? Fifth best?
So far this season, yes.
Do you agree, Joshua? Do you agree?
I actually think he's like the fourth best. I think he's better than KD this season. I'm just saying. But I'm just saying.
Let me just tell you something. Let me tell you something about Steph and KD right now. Both Steph and KD are averaging 30 points in this season. And they're averaging 30 points, shooting 50... No, okay, not KD, but Steph. Steph is shooting 50% from the field, from
KD
the three.
KD is shooting 50% too.
Yeah, but KD is shooting 50% from the three. He's shooting 35. Steph is shooting 50 from the three.
Exactly.
And then he's shooting 90% from the free throw line. That's 50-50-90. Nobody has ever done it. The record is...
Steph is a freak.
The record is 50-40-45-90.
When he came back from injury, I was expecting he was going to slow down or something.
No time for that, man.
30-42. He scored 30 the first game, 42 the second. 42 game was mad. And it's so effortless. Like, it's not even like... When you watch him, it's like he's not trying. Like, the points are just, like, easy. And then
it's not like even normal three-pointers he's shooting. Like he's shooting crazy three-pointers, like three-pointers normal people don't make.
And then you hear people say, oh, he can't be the MVP because he has like three All-Stars in his team. Man, shut up. Shut up.
Man, shout out to Aisha, man. Whatever she's doing is probably... I need some of whatever she's doing to him.
Big. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is... what else again? I think that's all safe. Because he somehow incorporated the topics into one another. Without no structure and all that. I'm going to cut this part off.
Oh, man.
So, anyway, that's what we have for the basketball, yeah? We've come to the end of the... You can tell we're tired.
Did we talk about LeBron?
Yeah, we did. We did talk about LeBron.
About what KD said about LeBron.
Okay, let's talk about what KD said about LeBron. Yeah. Yeah, let's do that. KD said... that the environment around LeBron is toxic and that people fail to give the other players on the team credit, only giving LeBron credit when they win and not giving the rest credit when they win too. And also that the fact that members of the media are not really objective in evaluating him, saying that they always have, LeBron has members of the media that are supposed to be objective, caping for him, standing for him. That you're not supposed to have people standing for players offering objective advice on basketball. And frankly, I think he's correct. I think he's right. It's one thing to say he's the best player in the world. That's one thing. But to stand for him like Vavshe, to like act like he's God. Man, that's where I cross the line. I like Shea Sharp. I like Shannon Sharp. I like what he does. Like, okay, he's fine. He's funny. He's okay. I actually condone his. But Nick Wright, that man, the Bunda Bumbuck, like guy, but it's fine. What do you guys think? Do you think KD is correct?
Yeah, man.
I think he's correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I feel what he's talking about was more obvious in Cleveland.
Yeah, of course.
Than it is right now in Los Angeles. Because.
No, he's saying. He's saying it in the sense that he feels Lakers will not be able to get a second star to play with LeBron at the Lakers.
Yeah, that's what he was trying to say.
That's what he was trying to say.
But I don't know. It's going to be difficult. I actually think it's going to be difficult to get someone to play with LeBron.
Yeah.
Because of his reputation and everything. But then you think about it, and in the end, I feel like any player will be asking himself right now that, okay, so far, after like the first... three more. You've seen people actually give credit to the young players in the team a lot. Like, and that's something that's unusual. A team that has LeBron, do you think anybody gives 2 cents about any young
But let's
ball or any young,
but let's wait to the playoffs though. Let's wait to the playoffs. Let's wait to the playoffs though. We on, you know, well,
that's also valid.
That's one. And then but you know when you guys didn't start well, they were already blaming people saying, "Oh, Brandon Ingram is not good."
LeBron is actually very good.
Yeah,
LeBron is actually very good at that. Like LeBron teams, you usually see.
I don't know if you noticed, but then throughout when the Lakers were not playing well, I always criticize LeBron.
Yeah.
I always thought like he was the one with the issue. Like most people, I think the general Lakers perception was that LeBron was the one making the team lose because of the hero ball he was trying to play towards the end of games and everything that he was trying to do. So, I don't know. I just don't think it's as
confident
as it was back in Cleveland now. So,
that issue is there. Yeah, Joshua, say something, man.
Yeah, I was saying LeBron is actually very good at doing that. Like, most LeBron teams, when...
He's good at controlling the narrative.
Like, when things are going their way, like, when they actually get the win and stuff, like, LeBron is actually very good at taking the credit, or somehow the credit always falls on him. Or when things go south, he's always, like, very good at repelling the blame away from himself and maybe onto other players. I think we saw that at Cleveland. We've seen that in the past. And even at the beginning of the season, like at Lakers, you saw some of the blame falling to like Ingram and all those other players. So LeBron has always been known for that kind of thing. But as far as what KD said, man, yeah, it's true. But, you know, it's not LeBron's fault. Like 90% of it is not LeBron's fault. I mean, you can't say LeBron stop being the best player in the world, because he is the best player in the world. And that's what comes with being the best player in the world. Does it make him a bad teammate? Yeah, you can say that. But what do you want him to do? I mean, it's what comes with the title being the possible GOAT. Whether he's a bad teammate or not, that's another discussion entirely. But yeah, let me just leave it at that. But it just reminds me of the whole Kyrie thing. I mean, Kyrie was just got a ring with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Yeah, he just lost that final, but the year before they got a ring together. And I mean, with maybe a few adjustments, maybe one more addition to that side, Cleveland could actually threaten the Golden State and possibly challenge for a title. But he decided against that and decided to leave Cleveland Cavaliers. And you have to ask yourself, why did he do that? And it's definitely that LeBron factor. So it just goes to show there is that whole toxic feeling around LeBron.
Yeah, so, you know, LeBron, it is what it is when you are supposedly the GOAT. You are not, but supposedly. Anyway, we've come to the end of the Gold Buckets podcast. I hope I come around to posting this, because I didn't come around to posting last week, so because some things came up, you know. But this week, so we're going to post it. Listen, feedbacks would be appreciated. It's been a long time since I actually said this at the end of a podcast. So your feedback should be appreciated. And that's a wrap. Bye from me. Joshua.
Yeah, stay safe. Later.
Hamzat, good night.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.